So, are we ready?
Yep, ready.
Okay, well, welcome to the Leadership Learning Academy electronic board meeting, Tuesday, June 30th, 2026. We are on Zoom, and participating are Terry Capener,
Deb Hansen.
Jimmy Sunlight,
Whoa, the park is busy.
Richard Squire,
Heidi
John
Dougherty.
Calaguchi,
John McQuarrie,
David Gray.
Then I think that's everyone, so we'll just excuse Chuma as of right now.
Okay, no excuse, Chuma. All right, Jimmy, could you share the mission of the school?
Oh, we don't need to do that. We're just gonna go
Okay,
right
we'll
into
go
it.
right into it. All
Yeah,
right, has
like can't
everybody
we get
read the June 8th, 2026 annual board meeting minutes?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And if
Yes.
so, I would entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
I, Deb Hansen, so moved.
Hi, Jimmy Sunlight, second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, perfect. All right, John, do you want to go over the amended and proposed school budget?
Sure.
Uh-oh. Sorry. There you go. Can you see that okay?
I can see it. Can everybody else see it?
I can.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks
Yes.
great.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So just kind of refreshing your memory here. So as we look from left to right, what you're seeing is year ending 6/30. So on the far left side, year ending 6/30/2025, those were the final audited numbers for last fiscal year. Moving to the right, year ending 6/30/2026, that is your initial budget that you approved about this time last year. The next column is your year to date, your actuals year to date as of 5/31/2026, just to kind of give you some reference of where things stand. And then the last two columns are your year ending 6/30/2026 proposed amended budget, and then your proposed 2027 fiscal year 27 budget. And then up above all of those column headings, you see numbers 907, 875, and 850. Those are the enrollment numbers that those budgets are built off of. So we'll kind of touch on that in a little bit. Really, what we're going to pay attention to most at this point is just what I'll focus on the most is your year-ending approved budget that was so column C and then column E. And then we'll touch base also on the proposed fiscal year 27 budget in column F. So just to start off with the revenues, when you look in column C and then again in column E, you'll notice that there was additional revenue there. And so really the biggest driver behind that was there were several line items in the local revenue budget that didn't have a budget initially. Things like contributions and donations and miscellaneous, and those all ended up with funds in them. So that pushed it higher. But the largest difference was due to your interest income. Your forecasted budget exceeds your initial budget by nearly $80,000 on your interest income on the PTIF and some on your Zions accounts. So, and then your, both the state and federal revenues are looking good and on target. We're still awaiting our final allotment. Usually we get those today, the last day of the month, but the state is having issues with their Tableau allotment memo, so they're having to manually calculate some of those, so we don't have the final numbers there yet for the allotment. But we're expecting everything to come in, pretty close to what we have in that forecasted column in line or in column E. So moving down into your expenses, if you look at column C, and then if you also were to reference, the initial proposed budget that Don had sent out previously, you'd notice that I've updated the numbers even from there. The reason being is, as I started looking through the information, there were some additional employees hired. There were holiday bonuses, year-end bonuses, stipends, and those things are fairly significant. And I just felt like that we needed to adjust the numbers for salaries and benefits just to avoid, getting to the audit and having actuals exceed the budget, which we want to avoid. If that ever happens, we end up with audit findings, and we don't want that. So kind of my approach is I try to be a little bit more conservative and not budget as tightly. I think we'll probably end up doing better than that total net income number at the bottom of 51,839. But again, a conservative approach for me is better than slightly under budgeting. So that's in any time because there was already in your salaries and benefits, there were already a lot of line items, even in the forecasted budget, that were already exceeding 90%. We still have summer accruals that we need to account for. And anytime I adjust the budget for salaries, then I need to make a change also to the benefits that are paid out as a percentage of those. So I did increase those. So moving down to professional and technical services, they basically remain the same as the previously forecasted budget that Dom provided to you. So no changes there. The property services I did increase as well. You can see those on there here on line 23. Oh, sorry, you're not looking. I'm looking at my spreadsheet. You guys are looking at your PDF. I apologize. So as we're looking down there under expenses, under professional or property services, purchase property services. The initial budget there was 364. I ended up bumping that up to just over 415,000. And again, the main increase there was related to custodial services. We had a bunch of summer cleaning that was done just at the very end of the fiscal year that needed to be accounted for. Those are kind of pricey year-end cleanings with the carpet and the tile and all of that. Moving down to other purchased services. I did increase that budget as well. When you compare the initial budget versus the proposed amended, a lot of those again had already exceeded the forecasted budget that Don had updated with your student travel, your per diem, student day trips. All of those had exceeded the 100% before we hit the end of the year. So I just adjusted those and trued those upward. For supplies and materials, there were no material changes from the noticed budget back on June 4th. And I think there's actually some cushion built into the supplies and materials budget. Same with the property. There was nothing really there. And then your debt service down there on the bottom. Your debt service is fairly predictable. Most costs are related to your bond principal and interest payments. And so the forecasted budget that Dawn submitted to you on June 4th, her adjustments were sufficient. I didn't need to make any additional adjustments there. So what you're seeing there is your total expenditures, 12,320,000. That those are anticipated or estimated expenditures. Again, I think I've built some cushion in there just to be on the conservative side. And your total income was 12,372, leaving you with a total net income of 51,839. I do want to draw your attention up there under revenue again, where you see some of the other revenue, the 73,978. That was from the sale of some bonds, that is in there as so we receive that money as revenue, and then the budget from surplus. What the budget from surplus line item is basically I'm putting that in there because I bumped up the expenditures. If I wouldn't have put that budget from surplus line item in there in revenues, we would have shown a negative net income, and we don't ever want to budget for a negative. So that money would just, if it were needed, if at the end of the year we were slightly,
Back.
in the negative, we have that built into the budget from your PTIF fund so that there's no, doubts about whether or not we're gonna have a positive result at the end of the year and not budget into a negative position. So, one moving on to the fiscal year 27 budget in that last column. If you compare those numbers, you're kind of looking at your local revenues and your state revenues, and you're like, what's going on? We had an increase in the WPU. We had an increase in the local replacement fund. How are these numbers going down? And if you look at the enrollment projection up top, we're going from 875 down to 850. So if with the work of the Strategica that you've hired, if we can really get those numbers bumped up and we can get back into that, 875 area, then these numbers obviously are going to increase, which I hope that that's the case. Again, I didn't, I made some adjustments to the current year ending budget, but I wasn't really in as part of the conversation for the 27 budget with Richard and with Dawn. And so I felt like, they have a better handle on that than I do at this point. So I'm presenting it, but I didn't draft that one or adjust it at all. But I'm hoping that we'll have some positive news on the enrollment end so that we can have some, get our net income back up there. But I think it's good that Don kind of took a conservative approach there and budgeted on less, and that we hope for the for better. On your expenditures, you're seeing some of the same things. It's my understanding that Richard was going to take a look at some of the part-time TAs that have been full-time and being benefited and things like that. So, as we have decreasing enrollment and if we have teachers that leave and there's not a need to replace them, the budgeted salaries actually went down, even with an increase to the salaries. a percentage increase across the board there. So benefits will go up just a little bit as what they've got in there. Everything else, I would say, the purchase property services, it looks like it went back down in line with the previous budget. I'm just trying to see purchase professional. Just property services. Yeah, I think that'll hopefully, I don't know. That's when I've looked at your past budgets, one thing I've noticed is that summer cleaning is not consistent. Sometimes it happens in July, sometimes it happens in June, and so I don't think that she necessarily included that in the budget, so that may end up having to be adjusted again as well if we do in fact have that cleaning happen before the end of the year. None of these others are super concerning to me in terms of the decreases. The supply decrease is probably one of the bigger ones, along with salaries that you're seeing. So, I think the thought there is, with less students or less staffing and things like that, that we might have to be a little more budget conscious there. Also, if you had curriculum purchased this year, that's not a every year purchase. So for me, it makes sense for the supplies and materials to decrease some. Again, we'll take a look at this all again, mid-year and say, okay, where is everything tracking? Are we in line or do we need to make some adjustments? And I'm always happy to make adjustments mid-year if that is needed, based on the actual numbers that we're seeing. So, any questions for me? I mean, the end result there is Don had budgeted. Donna and Richard had to create a budget that the total net income is looking at 250.90 for next year.
Any questions from anyone?
Yeah, any questions or
Thanks,
concerns?
John. That was great.
Yep, you bet.
Hey, real quick. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
I raised my hand. And I apologize, guys, for being tardy. No excuse there. On my end, what are we looking at for numbers next year? I know I missed that, but what are we
So,
actually?
Chuma, if you look along the top of the budget here, these numbers 907, 875, 875, and 850. So,
Yes.
your fiscal year 27 budget was based on an enrollment of 850 students. So, we
Yes.
basically took the legislative estimate and we geared it towards that. So, even based on numbers and comfort levels and things like that, if the director and the accountant determine that, they want to be on the conservative side, they can do that, even if the legislative estimates were higher than that based on your year ending. Because that's typically, if you look back there to 2025 and then to 2026, you notice that that 907 shows up twice.
Yes.
So they would have budgeted you, the legislative estimates would have come through at 875, but based on trending and what they were seeing, just to be conservative, they knocked that down to 850. But what we're hoping is obviously that it is at that 875 or maybe even higher, and that we end up with even ad more additional revenue when the legislative estimates are trued up mid-year,
Yeah.
next year.
Where are we sitting right now, though? Do you guys know?
I don't know that.
According to Aspire, we're sitting about 8:42.
Oh, yeah, you are. You
And we always have
this
students who register in Ogden late for kindergarten. So that always throws us because we don't have know how to budget there. But we wanted to budget conservative. We're pushing. We've got Academica online now with our advertising and pushing.
Okay, that's good. I'll go on mute now. Thank you, guys.
That's you. That's any other comments?
You should get with the same list. I should.
All right, if not, I would entertain a motion that the board approve the 2025-2026 final amended budget and approve the proposed 2026-2027 annual operating budget as it was presented.
Aye, Jimmy Sunlight, so move.
Aye, David Gray, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, perfect. Thanks, John.
Okay, you bet.
Richard, do you want to kind of go over this insurance renewal that we talked a little bit about?
Yeah. So for probably since the opening of LLA, we've been insured through Hanover, American Insurance Investment. And our estimate for next year is $55,000. And oh goodness, I just forgot his name over at Academica. Gabe has been working with Arthur J. Gallagher and Company to try to put together a group policy contingent on enough Academica schools being interested in joining in. And if there are the coverages are fairly comparable to what we have now. We would get a few extra things. We would lose a couple things, but nothing that was of any real concern. And so the estimate for going with Arthur J. Gallagher and Company would be $45,000, 710. So about a 10,000, just over $10,000 savings there. And down below goes through everything that they would offer. Last I talked with Gabe, it's still contingent upon enough schools joining and doing
Hey,
this.
Richard.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is Dawn. We do have enough, so we're good.
Awesome. So with that then, we would recommend that we go with Arthur J. Gallagher for that savings for the comparable coverage.
It's very comparable if you look through it, from what I saw.
Yeah.
Any questions? If not, then I would entertain a motion that the board approve participation in the group insurance program through Arthur J. Gallagher and Company.
Hi, David Gray, so move.
All in favor?
Hi, Jimmy Sunlight, second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, perfect. Sorry, I still have all this. It sounds like I'm in a school cafeteria and I can hardly hear you guys. So hopefully I'm making sense. But anyway, are there any other things that we need to go over today?
We're not going to Columbus.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Columbus, Ohio next year. By
I
the way,
second that
Dawn and
motion.
everybody else, I loved being together with all of you this last week. I thought it was a great
We
conference.
had
I thought it
fun.
was a great team building activity, and thanks for all your help and preparation for that, Dawn.
Let's do our own retreat.
All right, our next pre-board meeting will be August 3rd at 5:30. The next board meeting, August 31st at 5:30. Any concerns or questions with either of those?
Yeah, Tara, on August 3rd, I'll be out of the country, so I won't be here.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, but if we need a different day, we'll just work it out.
Yep, that's fine. Or you could just do it without me, so.
Oh, we never do anything without you, Jimmy.
So.
Jimmy, when are you going to be gone and I'll look at another day? Because that date, I don't think that date works for me either.
I'll be gone August 3rd through the 9th.
Okay, so just that whole week.
Yep, just that whole week.
Okay. All right, I'll look at another day and then send a proposed date out to you guys.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Well, then I would entertain an emotion to adjourn and see all your bright, shiny faces next time.
Hi,
I
Jimmy
get
Sunlight
Hanson,
Swimming.
so move.
Hi, Jimmy Sunlight Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
Thank you.
everyone.
Have a good
Thank you.
night.
Bye.